Peace and blessings, family. Today, I want to talk a little bit about stewardship, and I want to pray for our finances. So I found something online that I want to share with you guys, and this is Bible verses about money and stewardship. It was recorded online April 16, 2020 by Envoy Marketing, and it says, "Did you know that there are roughly 2,350 Bible verses concerning money in the Bible? That's almost twice as many as verses about faith and prayer combined. Yahusha had a lot to say about money. Nearly 15% of everything Yahusha spoke about related to money and possessions. 16 out of 38 parables dealt with the topic of money. The only subject Yahusha taught more about than money was the kingdom of Yahuwah. Why? Because the scriptures are very clear about an inherent connection between a person's spiritual life, attitudes, and actions concerning money and possessions." Now, I'm not going to go any further into reading like the next couple of paragraphs that I see here, because it's really just a promotion for their financial ministry and how they encourage people in what they do. But I do want to share these Bible scriptures before I pray. Proverbs 21:20, "A wise man saves for the future." Proverbs 13:11, "Money little by little grows." Deuteronomy 8:18, "We know that it is Yahuwah that gives us the ability to gain wealth." Hallelujah. The scripture in the TS 2009 says, "But you shall remember Yahuwah your Elohim, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth in order to establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is today." Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of Yahuwah makes one rich, and He adds no pain to it." Proverbs 10:4 says, "Poor is he who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of a hard worker makes rich." Proverbs 21:21 says, "He who pursues righteousness and loving commitment finds life, righteousness, and esteem." Proverbs 14:23 says, "In all labor there is profit, but talk of the lips leads only to poverty." 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. "And Jabez was more esteemed than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain." And Jabez, or Jabez as I remember in church, "and Jabez called on the Elohim of Yasharal, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, not to be my pain. And Elohim gave him what he asked." I'm going to read that from another translation, family. Let's get that old school feeling of that scripture and understanding of that scripture. "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the Elohim of Yasharal, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. and Yahuwah granted him that which he requested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. And finally, brothers and sisters, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is my go-to chapter when I am worrying about finances. Okay? I'm not going to lie to y'all and say I've never worried about finances. I've never become stressed out over my finances. But you want to know something? There's a crazy thing, and it ain't crazy, but it's the truth. I worry for nothing because he always comes through. We always have what we need. So with that being said, Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 24. No one is able to serve two masters, for either he shall hate the one and love the other, or else he shall cleave to the one and despise the other. And I'm reading back in the TS 2009. You are not able to serve Elohim and Mammon. You are not able to serve the Most High and the spirit of money, is what it's saying. Verse 25. Because of this, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, but you shall put on, what you shall put on. Let me read that back. Verse 25 of Matityahu chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6. Because of this, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the heaven, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into storehouses, yet your Father does feed them. Are you not worthy more than they? And which of you, by worrying, is able to add one cubit to his lifespan? So why do you worry about clothing? Note well the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And I say to you that even Solomon, in all his esteem, was not dressed like one of these. But if Elohim so clothes the grass of the field, which exists today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more you, O you of little belief? I want to read this again. Verse 30. Hear me, verse 30. But if Elohim so clothes the grass of the field, which exists today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more you, O of little belief? When you sit there and get stressed about your finances, it really shows where your relationship is with the Father in the aspect of trust. I'm serious. And I know that might be hard to hear. But if you are worrying and stressed out and downtrodden, because right now your account may be on E, job opportunities may not be coming, or you stuck in the same position at your job with no increase, and you're stressing over it. Did you breathe today? Did you walk today? You know, you see where I'm going with this? You have a roof over your head today. Get your faith up, sisters, brothers. Get your faith up. Don't worry than saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Don't even, and now this is me right here, don't even worry about how you're going to pay that bill. Don't worry about it. Y'all heard what the proverb said, right? Hard work. How about sometimes the field that you're working in, or the field that you're going after, you're who are closing the doors because he wants you to work something else with your hands. How about that? Food for thought. Verse 32. For all these the nations seek for, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these. But seek first the reign of Elohim. Seek first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, and all these shall be added to you. Do not then worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall have its own worries. Each day has enough evil of itself. Did you have clothes to put on today? Hallelujah. Did you have food to eat today? Hallelujah. And if you didn't have any food to eat today, call me. Call me, call me, call me. Hallelujah. My ministry number is this. So please get a pen and paper, write it down, or save it in your smart device. The number is 929-344-3155. Okay? If you have not eaten today because you don't have any food in your house today, call me. Call me. Here where I am, it's 6:14. So I would have to definitely get something to you early tomorrow. Okay, you're going to call me and you're going to give me either your Cash App information or your PayPal information. Those are the two ways that I can get something to you for you to eat. Okay? All right. So anyway, family, let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father Yah, I thank you. I thank you for giving us the gift and the privilege of being able to approach you in prayer. You are a covenant-keeping Father. You are our provider. You are our source. You are our everything, and apart from you, we are nothing and we have nothing. Father, I pray right now the prayer of Jabez over us, that you will increase us, enlarge our territory, Abba Yahuwah. Father Yahuwah, I ask that our cup overflows, Father, that you will fill us to the overflow so that we have enough to help others that are in need, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, increase our book sales, please. Increase our product sales, please. Open new doors of opportunity for us to gain wealth, please. Teach us how to be good stewards over what we already have, please. Abba Yahuwah, in Yahusha HaMashiach's name, I pray favor over us, that men and women would want to just pour into us. Hallelujah. That your work may be done, that your will may be established in our lives. Father Yahuwah, that people may look upon us and see that we are well taken care of by our Father. That it may cause them to say, I want that type of relationship with the Father, that I may prosper even as my soul prospers. Abba Yah, have your way with us in this season. Teach us how to be good stewards. Teach us how to work with our hands what is good that we may have for those who are in need. Have your way with us, Father. We pray for increase. Enlarge
my territory. Oh, yeah, bless me indeed.
In Yahushua HaMashiach's name I pray. Yada Yahuwah. Dwara Rabbah Yah. We praise you, Yah, and thank you very much.